Hey, it's Jen and Shaylee from the show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1, and this is our This Is Us podcast. We do have spoilers in here, Joe, so if you have not caught up on all the episodes, you may want to hang on to this and save this podcast until you are all caught up in the most recent episode, because there was a bombshell dropped this week.
There was a couple.
Yeah.
There was a major one the last 30 seconds.
And we will be covering all spoilers and all aspects of This Is Us, so again, if you're not quite ready, not all caught up, just wait until you are ready. So this past episode, the most recent one, started a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is going to follow the story of the big three. We started with Justin Hartley, Kevin Pearson, baby number one.
The thing I loved about this episode with him was that it just shows from birth, but throughout his entire life, he's always been looked at a little differently. He's always been put first. He's always been known as the best, the most attractive. That's what he was used to. The first to do everything. And he was always in the spotlight in some way, shape, or form. But he never kind of got that full attention from his dad. That's what I did notice. Throughout the whole thing, he got attention from everybody else. The coaches, girls, didn't matter who. But he didn't have that one-on-one real closeness with his dad.
And Mandy Moore had tweeted the day before this episode came out, "Tomorrow we have the first episode in our trilogy about the big three. Get ready. This one left me choking back sobs as we watched it." And so I was all prepared because I cry at every episode. And I have to say, this is the first episode I didn't cry.
At all?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Uh-uh.
See, I didn't cry either. Not shocking, but I felt like I could.
Yeah. And it was huge, packed with emotion. I get it. There were moments that probably could have brought me to tears, but I got to be honest, I thought he was such a jerk that there was almost a part of me that was like, I wanted him to feel the pain he was feeling, as terrible as that sounds. Like, he was just, growing up, he was being so mean to his dad and just being so arrogant. And I was like, yeah, maybe he needs to hit rock bottom to bring him back up.
Maybe, but it's so hard to watch. I mean, especially when he just gets honored and he's telling people, he's standing in front of an auditorium full of people that are honoring him. And he's like, no, don't like me. I'm not a good person. I'm not worth it
right now.
Right. I mean, I don't think he said that exact word, but
no.
I mean, everything else pointed to that. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's literally standing in front of how many people saying, don't like me. I'm not a good guy. And they're clapping and they're applauding and they're trying to give him hugs afterwards.
They
and
think
he's like,
being,
what is wrong?
They think he's being humble.
Right.
And he's like, no,
no. But the moment afterwards, and flash forward a little bit, when he is on the lawn of, I forget her name.
Yeah, the girl he hooks up with.
Yeah, when he is on her lawn sobbing, mm-hmm, on his knees, I'm like, holy cow, he broke.
Oh, yeah.
He wrecked me at that moment. I was like, oh, my God, just give him the necklace. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because he ends up hooking up with this girl when he goes back to high school, and he leaves the necklace from his dad at her house, and he had snuck out of her house. Now he desperately wants the necklace back. She's like, no, you just bailed out of my house. You're not getting your necklace back.
And also to note that he stole a pad of her paper because she's a licensed pharmacist.
No, she was a plastic surgeon. Yeah.
So she was able to prescribe whatever, and mm-hmm, he was needing those pills bad. He was calling everybody throughout the whole episode,
yeah,
to try to get a refill.
And they show him go into the pharmacy to try to use those illegally. He does notice some cops, but that's not why he left. He left because he realized he had lost the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't actually do anything illegal, but he was this close.
Not yet, but the intention was there, Kevin Pearson.
So this entire episode focuses on Kevin. And you continue to see the downward spiral of him, because last week we saw him go to Sophie's house and basically talks about how he's an empty shell of a person. And that is what certainly continued in this episode. The empty shell of Kevin.
Well, and the fact, too, about midway through, he looks down at his phone and he sees Toby's calling and he just ignores it. He doesn't, mm-hmm, even think it could be anything.
Right.
Even though I don't think they're that close. I mean, I think they're friendly and they're fine, but
right,
that's not normal for him to do.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, again, he was so wrapped up in himself, he couldn't even see, maybe there's something wrong. Someone that doesn't normally call me, my future brother-in-law, maybe want to answer that.
And you see the ugly selfishness go back to when he was in high school, and he's this big, huge football player, most popular kid in school, very handsome, and football coaches, college coaches are coming to his house trying to recruit him, and one coach comes And it's not the college he wants to go to. He wants to go to Notre Dame. Pittsburgh, not good enough for him.
Yeah.
So he's blowing off the coach, wants to wear, you know, sweatpants for the visit. And his dad's like, no, you're going to put on a collared shirt. Mm-hmm. You're going to act appropriate. And he doesn't. He's just such an arrogant jerk.
He is, but at the same time, that's how he's been treated his entire life. He didn't have to work for anything. He didn't have to prove himself for anything because everyone already treated him, put him on a pedestal, and he didn't have to work for anything. So I think when he did get that injury, it really brought him back down like, hey, dude, you're not that great. Yeah. But then, you know, he goes into theater, becomes this actor, and number one yet again. So it's just a timing thing.
And it'll be interesting to see him fill in the blanks time-wise because we see him as this big football star who's got a big promising college career ahead of him, and then he gets taken down, a major injury, his career is over. They say he'll be lucky if he's able to run again. And as his dad is sitting there with him in the hospital telling him about this, you know, then the realization is setting in, this is it.
And I love the line because Jack said to him, sitting on the hospital bed as he's crying and they're both crying, saying that Jack was saying to Kevin, you were my purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, son, you will find yours. Yeah. And they both start crying at that point. I mean, how can you not? But I think that's the most emotional they both have been together.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting because he is finally realizing he's going to have something else, hopefully.
Well, and the other interesting aspect is they show Kevin Pearson's, he seems to be very embarrassed that his dad is an alcoholic
mm-hmm.
because he asks his mom at one point if he can move the AA stuff before the college recruiter comes to the house. And you just see that strain. And there's a line where the dad says he was embarrassed by Kevin's behavior. And Kevin says, I know the feeling well.
Right.
So he's embarrassed and you're starting to see that strain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard for me as an adult now to look back. As a 17-year-old high school kid, I can absolutely see that.
For
how sure. That would be embarrassing.
For sure.
As an adult who has had real life experiences
mm-hmm.
and has friends who have had, you know, issues with addiction and just things like that, I understand it now from that point of view. And so it's so hard to watch that. And you just want to explain and grab the kid and make him understand.
But let's talk about the fact the biggest freaking bombshell that happened during that episode.
Ooh.
Hey, by the way, he goes to Randall's house.
So Kevin Pearson has this huge breakdown on the lawn. He's down on his hands and knees saying he needs somebody help him.
And still looks super hot, though. I gotta
be
honest.
Really does.
Even as an addict, he looks super hot.
Somebody help me. Like, he is rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next scene, you see him go to his brother's house, and you're thinking, oh, this is fantastic.
He's going to help him out.
Go to his brother for help. This will be amazing. And he walks in the door, and Kevin says, I need to tell you something.
And Randall just stops and goes, oh, I already know about Kate. She lost the baby.
What?
Boom.
What?
No. And then cut back to how the whole scene or the whole show started of the kids as toddlers trying to learn to walk. Kevin gets up and walks like it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera pans to Kate. So she's next week in the trilogy.
Yes.
Holy geez. Okay. So she lost the baby. We don't know how.
Right.
But oh my God. I'm terrified to find out Kate's reaction,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more terrified to see Toby's.
And next week's episode will make us absolutely cry the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see Kate's childhood, mm-hmm. all of that up to the point of her losing her own child.
I'm more interested to see how Kate's relationship with her mom, when that becomes so strained.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a good relationship now.
Well, and you see that even from earlier episodes, you've seen her right. as a kid. She always thought her mom was beautiful and perfect and thin, and she wasn't. And she mm-hmm. was always closer with her dad. And the mom feels like the dad always gives in to her. You give Kate whatever she wants.
Right. Well, that happens.
True.
But yeah, I gotta be honest. Next week, I think, is going to be hard.
And so then that leaves us back with Kevin, who now, because now this bombshell has dropped, is he going to even tell Randall that he's an addict and he needs help? I say he's not going to, and so now he's going to keep going downhill.
I don't think he will either, because he keeps everything real close to the vest. He doesn't tell anybody anything.
No.
I mean, he hasn't even told anybody about he broke up with Sophie.
No.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal, especially when you have three freaking rings in your pocket getting ready to propose, and then you say, JK, mm-hmm. This isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So next week is going to be hard.
And he's a mess and he's going to continue to spiral downward because now he can't tell Randall.
But you have the question every single week. How does no one see him spiraling down.
It amazes me because, and in this episode they did, several people asked him, is the beard for a movie? Because right. now he's grown out a beard and mm-hmm. people are asking and they just assume it's a character thing.
Right.
But he's sweaty and he's got terrible bags under his eyes and he just looks terrible. And the girl that he hooked up with in the episode is a doctor.
Right.
And the only comment she made was that his sweat glands were going out of control. And I'm like, honey, can you not see that this man is a hot, hot mess who needs help?
Well, literally he was.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you're a plastic surgeon. I would feel like you would know that a little bit more. Like, hey, what's your eyes don't look normal. You're sweating a lot more than I feel like you normally should.
And I guess maybe she just chalked it up to, hey, he's back home for a night. He got drunk, whatever. No big deal. But you would think somebody would notice.
But he walked into the auditorium that way.
Although, I will say the housekeeper at the hotel he had stayed at, she noticed.
Yeah, she did.
He had stayed at a hotel for a week and never left the room.
Nope.
And she comes in to see if he needs fresh towels, and she starts cleaning up all the liquor bottles and everything. And he asks her, because he gets a phone call saying he's going to get this honor at his high school, and he says, should I go back to my high school? And she's like, will it get you to leave this hotel room? And he's
yeah.
like, well, yeah. And she's like, yeah, then you
then
should
you
go.
Then you need to go. And take a shower while you're there.
Exactly. Clean yourself up, Justin Hartley.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how no one sees it. But at the same time, if you look at the bigger picture here, everyone has something bigger that they're actually dealing with in their own life.
Right.
To even notice what's happening with Kevin.
Yeah.
And Kevin isn't one to talk about it. So Randall's dealing with this bonus child that they're totally going to end up adopting. I just know it.
I don't know.
I think they're, well, they're going to try. I think they're going to try.
Because now I like Deja's mom, because in last episode you saw that she really loves her and she's trying to make things right.
But I think they're still going to try.
Yeah, I don't think they'll end up with her.
I don't know. It's going to be a completely different curve that they're going to throw us all off and then nothing will matter.
Find that out in the end of the trilogy once
right.
we start hearing more about Randall probably. Can I have one random thing I noticed in the episode is a weird inconsistency. So when they were showing the Pearson's kitchen mm-hmm. from when Kevin was in high school, which I estimate to be would have been like mid-90s.
Sure.
Would have been when they would have been in high school. They had a stainless steel refrigerator. And if you think about it, their house, like they're pretty middle class.
Sure.
Like they didn't have a fancy house.
Yeah.
And I thought, they wouldn't have had a stainless steel refrigerator in the mid-90s. That wasn't a thing yet, I didn't feel like. So stupid, weird thing that I would notice. But
I didn't
it just
even notice
so,
the refrigerator.
Of course not. No one would except weirdo me. But I thought that's so out of place.
Huh.
You wouldn't have had that in the mid-90s.
That's very interesting. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again.
Just throwing that out.
So something else that we didn't talk about yet, when he does get back home, mm-hmm. and before he even goes to the high school to get honored, he has the driver take a detour
oh, right.
past their old house, or where it once stood, which is now someone else's house. So he gets out of the car, and he just starts looking at it, and from his perspective, he sees the house in shambles and burnt to a crisp.
A shell of a house.
Yeah, and there's nothing there, and he's just looking at it, just reminiscing of playing football in the yard with his family and everything
right.
else, which leads it more to, what kind of fire was it? Who set it off? What does this mean? Is that how Jack died? What does this all mean? Because it wasn't all, I mean, with the fire, the house was still intact, but it was completely, it was completely black.
It was a charred frame of a house.
Correct. But then now, of course, the homeowner now walks out and he's like, can I help you? Because this random dude is just standing
staring.
In my yard. Looks a little weird, but I don't know. I really want to know what that's all about. And I know they keep teasing us with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in the next episode. I just know it.
Also, they did point out when Kevin broke his leg or whatever the injury was in the football game, then he said a week later he was at his dad's funeral.
Right.
So here he
it's
is.
It's getting closer.
His career, his big football promising career has just ended. And a week later he's at his dad's funeral.
Mm-hmm. Which also goes back to when he was doing the TV show with Sylvester Stallone. He hurts his knee and then finds out, yeah, you're really not going to be in this movie as much as we thought you were, you know, with your injury.
Right.
So it's like a pattern for him. And that's where I feel like he's going again. Now, was he addicted to pills back then? I don't know. But it's not good. Knee problems equal bad things in Kevin Pearson's life.
Kevin, just go back to Sophie. Sophie's good for you.
Yeah.
Go
give her one
Sophie.
Of the three rings.
Yeah.
She's got options. She's not going to say no.
So we will find out what happens with Kate in the next episode, and then they'll finish up the trilogy with Randall and his story. That's what's coming up. And I'm sure they'll only do that. I know that they're planning another big mid-season extravaganza, cliffhanger. And that's got to be coming soon because we're not that far from Christmas.
And I don't know if I'm emotionally ready for any of this yet. And if you do not cry next week.
Oh, I can already tell you. Just the previews I saw already. I'm like, okay, no, Kate losing the baby. I'm going to be out.
Yeah.
Like,
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Now, did you have trivia for me this time? This is us trivia?
No, I don't think I actually did.
Okay.
Because we already talked about it. We already talked about how hot Justin Hartley was.
Well, that's a fact. And by the way, the cast, the male cast of This Is Us, People Magazine named the sexiest cast.
Yes, they are.
Which we absolutely agree
with. I completely 1,000% agree with it.
All right. We do talk about This Is Us on the show with Jen and Truda on KC1021 mornings from 6 to 10 in Kansas City. But we don't give spoilers when we talk about it during the show because we know so many people don't watch it on Tuesday nights. They watch it on Hulu when it gets released on Wednesdays or they watch it later. So we don't talk spoilers. But that's why we have this podcast here, so we can discuss everything. So thank you for checking it out. Feel free to give KC1021 a like on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KC102 Radio. We'll see you next time.